Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming to you live today in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We got a big show for you. We're going to talk about the last couple of days at the convention. If you watch the show every day, you saw yesterday we were broadcasting from the Rumble booth. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about my experience as a delegate. We're going to talk about the vice presidential selection in a little bit more detail and so much more. I want to welcome everybody into this very special edition of the show today. You guys know I'm out here at the RNC convention doing double duties, hosting a show, bringing you the news, and being a delegate, okay? Being a delegate for the great state of New Jersey. So, in the sake of supporting me as I do double, if not triple duties, I need you to rumble this video to help us get started. That's a thumbs up on the browser. That's a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. I'm speaking kind of softly today because I need to maintain and save my voice. I hope you will forgive me for that. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin today. And if producer Frankie knew how to spell Milwaukee, I actually still don't after being here for a week. The lower thirds would say live from Milwaukee, but I couldn't even tell him how to spell it still. I have auto-corrected Milwaukee for a whole week, but producer Frankie is very well educated, went to Syracuse University, so he probably knows how to spell it. Frankie, how you doing, buddy? Do you miss me?
I miss you, Mike. I'm surprised you're awake. It's impressive. I won't
Well,
lie.
I'll tell you guys from the start. It's like the work that we're pulling off here is pretty unbelievable. You guys know not only first and foremost do we have a show to host, but also I am a at-large delegate to the RNC. Also was here last week. I am a whip for the Trump campaign. Handling the making sure that everything runs smoothly, and then third. I'm an individual in politics who has some political aspirations, as many people know. So when you're doing that here, you do a lot of extra meetings and a lot of extra things and meet with a lot of people. So it's kind of like wearing three hats. And then also, I know this is hard to believe, but I'm very popular. So everyone wants a piece of me. Everyone wants to talk to Mike Crispy. Everyone wants to, have a drink with me or this or that, but that's good. That's good because I got so many friends who are here at the RNC in Milwaukee. It really is an unbelievable display and an unbelievable gathering of people. Literally everybody in the who's who is here, and it's been really amazing to talk and connect with people far and wide. I'm talking fellow hosts, in the podcast world. I'm talking politicians. I'm talking, political campaign people. And then I'm even talking about members of the LFA audience. Actually, it's funny, Frankie, there are three people so far, three, who are volunteers working for the convention, who are viewers of this show.
Let's go.
And those are people, and those are the only ones who have noticed me, right? I mean, like literally, I've been stopped three times by people who are volunteers at the convention, meaning they're working the convention. And they're like, "Oh, I watch you on Rumble every day." So, really amazing, to meet those people. It is true, Frankie. It's funny. I'm with people, all day walking around my New Jersey friends and Dr. Soloway, many of you guys know. And it's funny because they really do stop me and take pictures and stuff like that. So it is a great honor. It's great to see so many of those people here. And when it comes to the convention and what I'm experiencing, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a front witness to history right now. And the weight of that is not lost on me, meaning that I know that I'm sitting there in what is probably a time period that they will write about and talk about for the next 100, 200, 300 years. I mean, think about it. Teddy Roosevelt was shot in what, Frankie, 1910, something like that. It was, or maybe before that. And over 100 years later, we still talk about Teddy Roosevelt getting shot and continuing his speech. So the fact that President Trump got shot and then showed up to the convention in the last 2 days with the ear bandage is unbelievable. I will not, for as long as I live, forget the reaction in the crowd when I was on the floor for New Jersey when the speeches were going on and there was rumblings that Trump was going to be, you know, making an appearance. People didn't know if he would speak. People didn't know if he would take the stage. People were just saying, you know, Trump is going to show up. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, when the speeches are going on, and you know, at these conventions, it's a mix. It's a mix of people who are, you know, they call them the ordinary Americans, and a mix of between those people and the politicians. So, you know, you don't know quite who is going to come up when and, you know, what the speeches are going to be. But I'll never forget when they flashed Donald Trump's face on the screen for the first time. You know, they just had him kind of backstage, like, you know, talking to somebody. And then he looked at the camera and he had the ear bandage. And I just said, that's unbelievable. That's a historic sight. You know, him with the patched up ear. And you know what, Frankie, I think, I don't know how long he's going to have that patched up ear. I hear it could be like, you know, a month, 2 months, whatever. I think it's great. I say, leave the ear bandage on as a symbol of strength, a symbol of defiance, a symbol of courage. And I think it's pretty unbelievable. So that was an amazing moment. And, you know, as far as being a delegate goes, I mean, you know, you're around with all the other delegates and, you know, people are asking me what that experience is like. And, you know, when you're a delegate, I mean, you really, I want to say your role is a formality, but in some senses it kind of is. I mean, you essentially have your state's votes pledged to the candidate, you know, for starters, like when you start out. So, you know, obviously it was an uncontested convention. And the only reason that delegates would, you know, come into a factor of, you know, having consequence on the first day of the convention is if the nomination was contested. I hope that makes sense. So if the nomination is contested, then the delegate process of how they would award delegates would be voted on by those delegates, right? So that would be where they would have a consequential role in the first day of the convention. Now, when you have somebody who is unanimous, like President Trump, both times, all three times, obviously, then it's somewhat of a formality. But you're treated good, you know, you're delegate, you're seated on the floor, you're front witness to history, people talk to you, they interview you. Did an interview with the Associated Press yesterday, did some other interviews. So, you know, that's been a very, very good experience so far. And, you know, again, being a front witness to what I'm seeing and witnessing history has been just kind of unbelievable. Now, we got, obviously, speakers last night who spoke, and I thought the order of the speakers also tells us something. Now, we had Nikki Haley speak. We had Ron DeSantis speak. They spoke a little bit earlier in the night. Then Ben Carson spoke, and, you know, I thought Ben Carson, Frankie, actually did a very nice speech. I know you were probably seething.
He didn't fall asleep.
So, I thought he gave his best speech. You know, it's funny. I saw him. I was on the elevator, and I went down one more floor than I should. To the floor, like to the basement, and Carson was in there, and I was about to tell him, hey, listen, you know, my producer's got some questions. but I did see him in the thing, and I didn't bother him because, you know, those people are around him, and, you know, I've been around enough of these people where it's like, you don't want to bother them. You know, these people are getting bombarded every 5 seconds and people are coming up to them and stuff like that. So I didn't want to bombard him, but, you know, he was standing right there. But there's so many people that I met. I met Don Jr. for the first time yesterday when I was broadcasting at the Rumble booth. And, you know, it's funny, Frankie, as I was rapping, like, so yesterday when I was doing my show,
I saw Rumble, they pushed you out, Tucker. Come on.
They literally said, so funny. So I walked in there. Kimberly Guilfoyle was wrapping up her show. And she's wrapping up her show. And everyone was like, oh, you know, all the people are coming in, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone was like getting ready for the arrival of, like, I guess the big guns. I didn't exactly know who, but right before I go live, literally, it's like, you know, 4:02 Eastern, 5:03, you know, it's 5:03 Eastern, 4:02 Central, whatever. It was like so squeezed because, like, you know, getting people in, getting people out. And then they're like, oh, you know, we got Don Jr., Tucker, and Bongino coming in. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So they were like, can you rap and, you know, in 45 minutes, which we did on the show. But, you know, that was kind of unbelievable. So I'm a little bit disappointed that I didn't stick around long enough to meet Tucker. I met, you know, Don Jr., but, you know, Don Jr. also, he's getting mob everybody. But I really wanted to meet Tucker. Didn't get to meet Tucker, but he was right there. And he literally sits in the couch you know, 5 minutes after I get up and leave. So that was pretty funny. But we had a great, you know, obviously a great, great show yesterday. And it was great to, you know, be talking to people and getting people on and talking about that. But I just have some thoughts on, you know, some of the speeches and speakers and what I witnessed yesterday. I'll tell you this. I was surprised, Frankie, that, and this is like, cause it's RNC, that people like Nikki Haley get rounds of applause. Now, listen, it was like a mixed reaction, but I don't know how people cheer simultaneously. I don't know how people cheer her simultaneously, because you had people who were cheering Nikki Haley. And I'm like, hold on a minute. Now, listen, in her speech, I would say, Frankie, you watched all the speeches last night?
Yeah.
So I would say that Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, for that matter, you know, paid deference to Trump, which is what they should do. Because I'll never forget in the 2016 convention when Lion Ted Cruz essentially gave a speech and hardly endorsed Trump. Remember that?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was getting booed like on the convention floor. So I will not forget that. So basically, when I was watching Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis yesterday go up, I said, all right, the most important thing is going to be that they endorse President Trump strongly, you know, and don't mince words about that. And don't make the speech about themselves, but make the speech about Trump and his mission ahead. And I thought that Haley did that. And I thought that DeSantis did that, quite frankly. I thought DeSantis did a better job of it than Haley. I actually thought DeSantis gave somewhat of a good speech. So, Frankie, did you listen to DeSantis? I don't know, Frank. You had a big day yesterday, so I'm asking you, so you can be honest with the audience. I know you're playing hooky. You weren't producing the show. I had these Rumble producers who were very nice, by the way, but nobody's producer, Frankie. So, Frankie, did you actually watch DeSantis?
Well, as you know, Mike, I did have an allergic reaction yesterday, so I may have missed. All right, DeSantis.
So you didn't watch him. Okay. So Frankie didn't watch anything. That's okay. So no, I mean, so Ron DeSantis yesterday, I thought his speech was pretty good. You know, his speech was well written. His speech had lines about President Trump's courage. His speech at the end, when he invoked the fight, 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 I thought that was good. And I kind of like the way that the crowd is doing that. Now, some people are going to say that that's going to, you know, call for violence or whatever, and it's going to be violence. And, oh, they're saying fight, fight, fight. But it's like, now we know exactly what that means. That is a organic reaction and rallying cry, not for violence or call to violence or anything, but for defiance and perseverance. That's what that is. So, you know, I saw people in the fake news saying, oh, the crowd at the RNC is chanting fight, fight, fight. Oh, that's so scary. You know, a room of angry MAGA. And it's like, get over yourselves. How many years have we proven to be the party of peace? They literally tried to shoot our leader in the head, and we have not attacked any of the Democrat institutions. So it's unbelievable, but I like that. I like that fight, fight, fight chant. And I like the way the crowd, you know, when Trump was in the room, they literally were like, you know, doing the thing with the fist. There's like, fight, fight, fight. So I thought that was very special. But the fake news obviously is going to be the fake news, and they're going to, you know, besmirch it and say that President Trump, you know, is still calling hostility. I mean, the news is totally fake. You guys saw that interview that Don Jr. did with Frankie, who you sent me the interview.
Oh, MSNBC on the stage. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I pathetic. Mean, it was just disgusting. Oh, you put your dad, put the kids in the cages. It's like, everybody's done with that. Everybody is done with that. So we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more about my thoughts on the speeches, my thoughts on J.D. Vance. We're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
Boom. My boy.
Boom. All right, everybody. I hope you're all, you know, it's funny because I'm always like super high energy every day. But you guys understand I'm going on no sleep, literally none. I have a action-packed day, delegate duties, all day long, meetings. So I'm recording this in the morning, about an hour before it airs. And then I got to go to a breakfast meeting. I got to go to a lunch meeting. I got to go to everything. And then I got to go to the convention. So it's a very long day for me. So I appreciate you guys sticking around. But being calm is okay. I got to preserve my voice too. So, you know, I'm going to be back in the studio next week, we'll be back to our normally scheduled programming through Frankie's wedding. And then after that, Frankie's going to be gone for a little bit, but we're going to have some very exciting and dynamic programming for you there. And we're just getting started, as I like to say. We're just getting started. So, Frankie, let's talk about our sponsors and the first sponsor of our show. Let's talk about our good friends. And then I'm gonna do some chats and some Q&A. We'll do that in the next segment, actually. So, but I'm going to do our first sponsor of the show. And our first sponsor of the show is Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head over to Genesis Gold Group's website. That's goldcrispy.com right now. Goldcrispy.com right now, where you can get your free gold IRA guide. Okay, you can also go to crispybar.com right now. Crispybar.com. Crispy Bar is where you can get the Prepper Bar, guys. These Prepper Bars are like little chocolate bars, okay? They're stores of value, like grams, like you see there, like the little pieces are like grams of gold and silver. So you know the weight of what it is, you know what it's worth, and you're able to keep it in the palm of your hand, put it in your safe, put it anywhere. That is Crispy Bar. And then goldwithcrispy.com, that's Genesis Gold Groups, where if you are thinking about diversifying your assets in gold and silver, which I 100% recommend you do, because the value of the dollar is literally evaporating before our very eyes. I 100% recommend that you guys go to goldcrispy.com and get your free gold IRA guide today. Okay, get your free gold IRA guide today. And Frankie, I don't know if this is possible, but remember the picture of the RNC stage and stuff like that? Is it possible to put that in a third box next to me? And leave that running the whole time. I don't know if it is or not. It's okay. We call this live production, where if we can do it, that's great. If we can't, that's okay too. So yeah, in like the thirds box though, you know what I'm talking about.
It's not possible.
Okay, not possible. That's okay. See, this is what we do. We do it live production. Okay. And now word from our next sponsor of the broadcast today, and our next sponsor of this show are our friends on over at My MAGA Merch. Guys, head over to mymagamerch.com and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. You got that run, right, Frankie? Let's go. Mymagamerch.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, please, again, you see how hard I'm working. You see, I'm literally going down to my last fiber to do these shows for you. So I ask that you go to mymagamerch.com and buy some gear. My good friend Al Jacoby, this is his site. This is his MAGA merchandise store. And he's selling the shirts that commemorate the moment that we saw over the weekend. The fight, the hope, okay? The fact that the bullet stopped President Trump. The bullet stopped. God stopped the bullet from hitting President Trump. And then the fight shirts right there. You see it, fight, fight, fight. Those shirts obviously on sale also. So guys, go to mymagamerch.com, use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. You see right there, the Grace of God shirts. And then we got the fight, fight, fight shirts as well. So guys, go ahead and go do that and please go support them. And they have all sorts of other MAGA gear that you can get nowhere else. That's mymagamerch.com, promo code CRISPY, an amazing variety. Listen, you need some new MAGA gear as we're headed into election season time, right? Am I right, Frankie? People need new MAGA gear. So guys, go to mymagamerch.com right now. Promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing, Mike. Well rested. Not so much well on rested? Your end. Yeah.
No, I'm not well rested at all. Frankie, you have the stream from yesterday? You have some... We'll do this in the next segment, but Frankie, let's roll right back into it. Let's do the comments from yesterday.
Beautiful.
And let's read some comments. You're going to read some comments today. Not as much button clicking. So, you know, people want to hear you talk.
Beautiful.
So let's roll back into it.
We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. We are grinding at the RNC. And for anybody who says, oh, Mike is so calm today, Mike is so calm, I've been up for 72 straight hours, even more than that, actually, because on Sunday night when I flew into the convention, and I got here past 1 a.m. Milwaukee time and was up the next day at 6 a.m., had work to do. So I've been up nonstop, very little sleep, need to save my vocal cords, need to save my energy, but the show goes on. The show always goes on. Also, I burnt my mouth eating pizza because it's so hard to eat at these things because, like, there's, you know, no time and there's the concession stands. That when I actually did eat, starving, by the way, and I had the best Italian, of course, ICRL in Milwaukee, I burnt the roof of my mouth. So inside of my mouth is in a lot of pain. And the day before that, I was eating popcorn and I like cut the inside of my lip. So, you know, I'm like a warrior right now for the cause. Frankie, just talk for 1 second.
Talking to the people. Yeah. You know what happens? My mouth is permanently burnt from pizza. Just permanently. It's just forever a problem. It just, I'm like Rocky.
Well,
spitting.
Well, yeah. So, all right. So I'm back. Good job, Frankie. So, and by the way, Frankie, pull up the comments from yesterday's stream and start looking at them because we're going to do some Q&A. But guys, listen, I want to touch on a minute the thoughts that I have on the J.D. Vance pick. So yesterday, I didn't really get a chance to do that because obviously I had so many different guests on. It was kind of like CPAC vibes. Remember when we brought guests from CPAC and I was swapping people in and out? You know, you get that rumble couch and the guests and everyone wants to come on and, you know, and then literally right before they're like, oh, you only have 45 minutes instead of an hour or so. Had to crunch it a little bit. But here's my thoughts on the J.D. Vance pick is that President Trump stayed true to the base when he picked J.D. Vance. Now, is J.D. Vance perfect? I don't think so. You know, his past comments that were, quote unquote, never Trump are troubling. But I think that it shows that you can grow. I think that it could be a message that he can convey in the vice presidential debates, basically saying, hey, listen, so many Americans in this country, when President Trump was first on the scene, they didn't get it. They didn't fully get it. Now, listen, I got it. So many of you guys got it. But they didn't get it when he was coming down that escalator. And they didn't understand the capabilities of, you know, what he could do, what he was capable of, his drive, his passion, his ideas, his platform. So, you know, I don't like how J.D. Vance was a quote unquote never Trumper back in the day, which he was. However, on the same accord, as far as his record goes in the Senate, I mean, his voting record is 100%, you know, with conservatives. I mean, he has a very conservative voting record. He also is a very strong messenger for the America First base. He also is 39 years old. I mean, I think that's going to do some good for him when it comes to the younger voters. There were people coming up to me yesterday that were saying that they think that, you know, with J.D. Vance being picked, you know, not only does it invigorate, you know, like, you know, younger people to say, listen, you got Kamala Harris, who doesn't even count because she's a, you know, you can't even put her on the Richter scale of like politicians because she's such an incompetent buffoon. But you have Joe Biden, who's like, you know, obviously one foot in the grave. Then you have President Trump, who, again, like people say that he's old. He is old. I mean, he's clearly, you know, has the vigor and the strength and the, you know, fortitude of you know, agelessness. However, J.D. Vance is 39 years old, and there's a youthful competency that will be put on the ticket now, if that makes sense. So there's a youthful competency that people are going to now see on the world stage in the VP debate, on the campaign trail. They're going to see that. And that is going to be, in my opinion, a very valuable asset. So, you know, when it comes to J.D. Vance, you know, some of the past stuff, I'm not the biggest fan. However, at the same time, I will say that I definitely support the pick because if you look at the selections, Frankie, you know, I mean, what were we going to do? Were we going to pick Marco Rubio?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely not. Were we going to pick Tim Scott? Absolutely not. That's actually, you know, if he was going to pick Tim Scott, then I was going to, and by the way, I'm pulling some stuff. If he was going to pick Tim Scott, you know, then I was going to be very upset. That was going to be a really sad moment for me. But he didn't pick Tim Scott. Tim Scott spoke. Great. Good job, Tim Scott. You know, the funniest thing is like, I saw these memes and it was like, Tim Scott did all that for nothing. He like got, you know, had that girl and like got married and, you know, like it's like he did all that for nothing. It's pretty funny. So, you know, guys, I mean, listen, I'm looking at some of the headlines and I'm seeing some of the stuff that's going on. I'm looking at the way that the mainstream media is talking about the shooting and they're talking about, you know, the details you know, several new details. Shooter had detonators in his pocket, and he locked eyes with the Secret Service sniper through his rangefinder before the attack. I mean, listen, people are saying that saw him pacing around the magnetometers. The Secret Service are saying that they stopped and talked to him for a little bit. People are saying that they were keeping an eye on him. And then minutes is a long time and things like this. Minutes prior to the shooting, this guy was seen on the roof. And then, Frankie, I believe Secret Service agents were in the building. They were in the building of the roof in which he was climbing up. But they said, oh, it was a sloped roof, so we didn't want our agents on there. But some 100-year-old squid gerbil child was able to climb up there, but hardened Secret Service agents couldn't have themselves stationed, at least, again, like stationary, put like fucking, put suction cups. But like something.
That's
right?
All a lie, like, though, like, Mike, like, because the slope on the roof that the shooter was on was less of a slope than the one that the actual snipers were on that killed him. So that's out the window.
Frankie, do some, because again, you've been reading up on this, and I've been at the RNC, I've been doing all these things. I have a lot to catch up on when it comes to the latest developments in this story. But Frankie, I know you've been following it. So just give us some updates on, you know, what you're seeing people saying.
Well, yeah. Well, you mentioned that one thing with, like, you know, people spoke to the guy, the cop spoke to him, they had him on their radar. Here's the first question is, like, since when is there like wiggle room for like, oh, this guy's a little weird, he might be suspect, but let's just, he's not suspect enough to kick him out yet, we'll watch him. No. The president, the future president and the past president are speaking right there. You get him the hell out of there. What the fuck is that? Oh. My bad. But you can see the anger, and that's what the American people are feeling. Yeah. Also, they're dropping like, oh, this might have been a threat from Iran. Well, as soon as they start blaming other countries, you know it's our country. That's the problem. Our government. Because that's just when you're like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah, the Iranian government got this American-born citizen, 20-year-old kid to just, you know, they brainwashed him. Get out of here. Out the window. Sorry. Also, Mike, did you happen to check out our boy, Representative Mills, on CNN?
No. Okay. I saw him in a shot at the convention last night, behind President Trump. Great guy, my friend.
Yeah. The man. Yeah, well, he ripped them. He basically was like, "Listen, there's more questions than answers," and it's almost. He basically said, "Like, listen, it's such a loss of you know of a situational you know awareness standpoint as a tactical sniper that he had been." He's like, "I'm sorry, like I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there's possibly different motives here, and I think it was like he was basically saying it may have been on purpose." And like the CNN reporter was like trying to button it up, but like he was just so clear about it, and she was like she couldn't even argue it at that point. But it was, yeah, it's wild.
Well, I mean, again, I said it yesterday. It's like I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to believe the worst. Also, Frankie, it's like classic cover-up. His house was blocked off. Didn't they take his car? They went to his house. They tried to talk to the parents. Did they not talk to the parents? What happened with that?
The father told reporters that he's waiting to speak to the police before anyone else. He didn't want to disrupt the investigation, but he basically said, "I'm speaking to the police first."
What did he sound like?
I didn't see the footage. I think it may have just been written down. I don't believe it was filmed, but yeah, it's weird.
Well, I mean, it is weird, and it is somewhat, unbelievable. Also, they say he had no social media whatsoever. Like, the guy had no social media. He was only on the dark web.
What does that even mean? What is a dark web? Get out of here. Incognito mode? Kid. Like, what are we talking about? Dark web.
He's a 20-year-old kid, and he was on the dark web. He had no Instagram, no Facebook, no motive, no anything. The guy was literally just this blank slate. And you know what's funny is that, like, you know, people, like, bubble up. It's such a lie, because people, like, bubble up, and, like, they, like, you know, they get to a point where they're going to commit an act like this. And usually, you know, a telltale cry is like they have a manifesto, or they have, like, you know, social media rants, right, Frankie? It's like we see it coming. But in this case, you know, I'm like, how could you have had no social media account whatsoever and no warning signs?
Dude, dude,
tried to try out for the shooting team, which tells me that people, you know, kind of probably had him on their radar, meaning like, you know, the feds looking for a patsy. And again, it's MK Ultra.
Yes.
It's JFK. It's a classic example of finding somebody. And, you know, you talk to 5,000 people who you want to create as a, you know, sleeper cell who you can activate to go do something like this. And they groom them for months and months and months and months.
Boston Bomber.
And they run a op. They run an op on him. You know, like they've got people talking to him and agents and all this. And they get him to a point where they whip him up to go do what he did. And to me, that's horrifying that nobody's asking these questions. People are just like, oh, you know, President Trump just, you know, he's lucky to be alive. But my thing is this, is like, if somebody tried over the last year, 6 months, 3 months, maybe even more than a year, Frankie, but did this with the anticipation of killing him in the last rally before the RNC, that's pretty crazy. I'm not going to use an expletive, but that's pretty crazy. And that's what I believe it was. When President Trump announced that he was running again, when he was indicted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 times on 91 counts, and it was nonstop. I think it was baked in the plan, Frankie, that they would try to take him out before the last rally, before he was formally nominated. Because again, there are Republicans and Democrats that want him out of the equation.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree 100%. And there's more questions here. There's more questions. How many call outs, you know, it's just like, oh, the cop tried to climb up and see who was on the roof. He got on the roof. The guy pointed the rifle at the cop and he jumped back down. Okay. How quickly are you on the radio as a cop?
Wait, what?
There were reports that when the people that were in the crowd, this is before shots were fired, the people in the crowd are like, hey, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. He's crawling, like, and they're telling the cops, and like they said, oh, some of the cops couldn't see what they were talking about because they were closer to the building and they couldn't see up. And then they said that one of the cops went to climb the building, and once he got up and poked his head up, the guy turned around and pointed his rifle at the cop, and the cop jumped back down. Okay. What? So the immediate next move wasn't either, first of all, the president is on stage, you pull out your gun, that's your job, you put your life on the freaking line to save the president of the United States, that's your job. But not only that, if you jump back down, you don't immediately call in the radio and say, let the Secret Service know there's a guy on the roof with a rifle just pointed at me, like, go, go, go. What are we even talking about, Mike? Like, what? Why are we even? Why do we can't have to have these conversations. We should not have to.
Listen, I don't care, and I don't care if the left. Because listen, there are still psychopaths, and I'll say there are still psychopaths that are saying that this thing was staged, and it's just people are utterly mentally ill. But listen, if they rush Trump off, and there were no before shots were fired, like, when that person did that for me, they should have been on the radio. Get the president off the stage right now. And they should have had the Secret Service get up there and go around him and get him off before the shots were fired. Am I right?
Yeah.
They, like, it seems like to me, not only obviously did they allow it to happen, but the minutes, the precious minutes in which this guy was spotted and he took his shot, it wasn't like he popped out of nowhere and started going. He set up, he climbed, he got there, he was suspicious, everyone saw him, and they were screaming out, and nobody radioed it in to radio it in, to send it into the building, to say, get this man off the stage. I don't care if the liberal media would say, oh, it was just an act. That's what they would have said. They would have all, like, so the fringe left right now is saying that it was a setup. literally somebody lost their lives, and that you know these are the lowest form of human scum when somebody lost their life, a father, a public servant lost his life, and they're saying that it was fake. Yeah. Donald Trump had a, you know, it's funny they call us conspiracy theorists, but yeah, they said, oh, Donald Trump had a gunman that shoot, yeah. that shot and just intentionally hit his ear.
Some said, it was ketchup. They said, when the Secret Service, you know, tackled him, someone put some ketchup on. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. So the gunman actually that can't even be true. You know why? Because there's pictures. There's like the still, you know, that still frame of Trump with the bullet whizzing by his ear, like the bullet. If you look at the three frames, there's actually two more shots, pictures, and one of them is like one's when he's grabbing his ear, and one's when he goes like this, and you can see the blood on his hands. You know, so again, it's just obviously the guy got shot, and obviously was spared by the grace of God. And now, hold on, Frankie, I'm seeing a report right here. This is where it's like I'm not buying any of this. Thomas Matthew Crook's father was profiled by Donald Trump's campaign. Family had MAGA yard sign reports.
Okay. So they're trying to paint him as like, oh, the parents were huge MAGA people and he revolted against his. Come on.
I don't buy any of this.
Buy any of this. Also, Mike, if there's an investigation, right? If there's a murder down the street, okay. And oh, crap. Like, oh, there's the fingerprint. It's a grandmother was killed. Oh, but the fingerprints of the blood, the grandson is. You know, there's fingerprints of the grandson all over. Okay, then they bring in the grandson. They have too much evidence, right? They have all the evidence to, you know, indict him or whatever. First thing they're going to do is they're going to take his phone and they're going to go through it. And then they're going to say, oh, look, he Googled how to hide a body, whatever it is. They, within like a day and a half of something happening, like the cops do a press conference. They're like, okay, we went through his phone. You know, there were some questionable Google searches here, blah, blah, blah. We get nothing. It's all just buried in the basement. They're doing their investigation. Let them do their investigation. No. Update us every second. The president was just shot. Like, we need to know what's going on. And it's
the Secret Service is totally punted on it. They're not interested in talking about it. They gave a half-hearted press conference. They didn't show up the first night. And it's funny, Frankie, they find these people from January 6th in 2 seconds. But when it's the person who just shot the president, they have every excuse not to talk about it. I think that tells you everything you need to know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go.
Yeah.
All right, Frankie. How are we doing, Frankie?
Oh, we're doing. We're doing great, Mike. How you doing? That's the real question.
I'm doing great. I'm doing amazing. And I want to tell you guys about the next sponsor of our show today as we roll on. And the next sponsor of this broadcast are our friends at over at OFP Farms. Guys, are you tired of dry, irritated skin and big wool corporations? Give our friends on over at OFP Farms a try. OFP produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Guys, goat milk, it's healthy, okay? It's natural. Don't get these toxic, soapy, disgusting concoctions that they sell you in the stores. It's horrible. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, and all natural pain relief and beard products. I keep this beard looking good. I heard that JD Vance uses OFP Farms beard products. Okay. He's going to be the first bearded president in 70 years. Vice president, first bearded vice president in 70 years. Why goat milk? Here are some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed with naturally and essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships everything directly from their farm in California. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They are family-owned and operated goat farm, patriotic, America First, God-fearing company. Ditch these woke brands and go visit OFPFarms.com right now and browse their wide selection of products. And don't forget to use promo code CRISPY to receive 15% off your order today. 15% off your order today at OFPFarms.com with your promo code CRISPY. Guys, go please do that. That will be very very important. And also, they have a brand new line. And I got this when they sent it to me. It is the We the People line. So obviously, I'm traveling right now. I'm in Milwaukee. But they got the President Trump branding on the packaging. And it is so nice. It makes a beautiful gift for anybody in the family, and especially if you're on home. Again, all the soaps and lotions in my home now are OFP Farm goat milk, especially the eucalyptus. Okay, I wash my body. It's beautiful. So guys, go to OFPFarms.com, please, and use promo code CRISPY. Again, promo code CRISPY is what supports Frankie and what supports me doing all these things. It's what keeps us on the air through Election Day. Guys, OFPFarms.com, promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order today. Amazing. Now we're from our next sponsor, and those are our friends at over at TackRite. iTarget Pro. Sorry, Frankie. Long morning. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com and use promo code CRISPY, okay, right now for 10% off your order. iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. Here's how it works. It is a laser bullet that is loaded into the chamber. It then dry fires into the iTarget or the iTarget cubes. It syncs up with the app, and you're able to track your accuracy in real time, okay? You don't have to spend money on ammo. You don't have to go to the range. Guys, it is iTargetPro.com. Use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order today. That is iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, be the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be. You guys understand how important it is, again, in these crazy times where people are, you know, illegal migrants or committing crime, the likes of which we haven't seen in generations, where people are taking out guns and, you know, and radical leftists are being whipped up by the fake news. You know, we need to be able to defend ourselves. We should not be sitting ducks. Step up, protect your family, get an iTarget Pro, and use promo code CRISPY right now to make sure that you are the sharpest shooter. You'll protect your family if anything goes down, because you got to be able to protect yourself. Do not be a sitting duck. Accuracy matters. And again, that guy on the roof was in the sights before, but he was dead very quickly after that. Got to be a sharpshooter, especially with the good guys with the guns. You understand? So guys, go to iTuckerPro.com and use promo code CRISPY today. All right, Frankie, let's roll back on into it.
Rolling back on into it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. We are rolling here on this amazing, amazing morning. Another day of the RNC. I believe J.D. Vance is going to be taking the stage tonight. Now, the speakers are just getting better and better. You know, the first night of the convention, you know, we had speakers that, you know, I guess you could call them lesser known. And last night, we had some big names. Obviously, Marco Rubio, Laura Trump, you know, the two last speakers. We had Ben Carson. I mean, these are all the people who were in consideration for VP. Even earlier in the day, we heard, like, you know, from MAGA members of Congress, okay, that took the stage. So it was a very good speaker lineup yesterday. I thought the messaging was good. I like the, you know, the diversification of it. And Frankie, I want to ask you a question.
Talk okay? to me.
Because this took the internet by storm. And I know people on both sides on the spectrum here on this one. And I need producer Frankie's opinion. And I'm going to let producer Frankie speak first. I'm going to give my opinion. Frankie, Amber Rose. The debate is, was it good to have her up there or was it wrong to have her up there? Don't be shy, Frankie. Give us your take.
Well, my fiance said that it was a smart move. So I think she's smarter than me, so I will take it. But I was complaining, of course. I didn't really care. I don't really have much skin in the game there. But you know, she's going to bring more supporters to the cause. That she's going to, you know, even if it's five people that she's making realize, oh, this is a sham. I've been lied to. You know, I mean, we can't choose. You know, we can't really make choices here. Like it's a plus. It's a plus, I think, not a negative. Obviously, we can complain about it, but like at the end of the day, she's going to switch over a few voters. Like that's what we're looking for, right?
I agree. I actually, you know, it's funny. I was, and again, I got, you know, I'm talking to, you know, friends who were there. I saw Paul Ingracio, who is just going, you know, getting lit up on social media because he was going crazy against Amber Rose, understandably so. You know, Paul's is, you know, a little sheltered there, but. and then you got Kevin Smith, who's like, I love Amber Rose. And I mean, you know, does Kevin really love Amber Rose, or is he just saying that because he thinks that she's hot? You know, so, you know, you got both ends of the spectrum there. You know, you got Paul, who's, you know, a sheltered bookworm, and then you got Kevin, who I just think like thinks that she's hot. So, you know, in terms of my opinion on the matter, I actually say this. Listen, Amber Rose has the ability to talk to voters that we can't talk to. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Like, we can beat them with our ideas. We can win over independents and swing state voters. But Amber Rose has a followership of loyal supporters. Whether you like it or not, you'll like when Trump's back in office, but whether you like it or not, she has a substrata of people that are influenced by her. Like it or don't like it, it's just fact. So would you rather seed that ground? Would you rather try to marginalize that? Or when you're designing the RNC programming, and again, by the way, Trump met Amber Rose. Trump knows Amber Rose. Trump took pictures with Amber Rose. Trump was personally inviting all the people to speak. Now, again, the everyday families, I think the RNC and like a committee put that together. But some of these speakers like Amber Rose, Trump's approving that. And it's the genius of Trump. He says, listen, they say X, Y, and Z about me. But if they got to know me, they would know that I'm a good guy. If they got to know me, they would know that I'm the right person for them. So they send out Amber Rose as a vessel for that. She's talked to Trump personally. So my belief in the whole matter is that no matter what you say, no matter how mad you are, you want those votes. I want those votes. And you can't, meaning me, meaning anybody who watches this show, meaning Kevin Smith, meaning Paul, meaning Jeremy, meaning anybody or anybody else who's going to speak at that event. Even in some cases, President Trump himself. Again, I know it's hard to believe, but it's fact. But that voting block that's going to be influenced by Amber Rose, none of us can reach them. So I thought it was a smart move because I said to myself, we'll like the votes when they come in. So in all these swing states, think about it. President Trump loses the urban city. Republicans always lose the urban city by like 80-20, 75-25, right? It's like bogus. But if Trump peels off 10% in these cities, in every single city, if in every single major city where there's X amount of voters, a very large nucleus, that's why people like are all red in the whole state, but then the city goes blue and then the whole state goes blue. But think about this for a minute. If 10% of that voting populace goes red, well, then you win the state 100% of the time. That is what people need to remember. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Boom. Didn't see that question coming up.
Oh, Amber Rose. I've heard mixed opinions on it. So, all right, Frankie, how about a word from our friend Armor Colostrum? Let's pull that up, guys. Go to tryarmor.com, promo code LFATV for 15% off your order. Here is a word from them, Frankie Roller.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
And we appreciate them, guys. TryArmra.com. And do not forget to go to TacRightLFATV.com and get the night vision goggles. Guys, TacRightLFATV.com. Listen, you guys know that night vision goggles usually sell for about $4,000. TacRight has them for less than $200. You guys know they had the TacRite mini saw. Frankie, didn't they send you a mini saw back in the day?
Yeah, it was awesome. Actually, so, Kevin gave it to me for my birthday.
Yes, that's right, Kevin. So Kevin gave Frankie a TacRite mini saw. Guys, go to TacRiteLFA.com right now and get the night vision goggles. The TacRite night vision goggles right now, TacRiteLFA.com. Frankie, without further ado, let's roll right back into
it. Rolling back into it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy. I want to wrap up the show on some, we'll call them audience participation, okay? Some comments. Now, we haven't done live chats here because I'm recording this, again, at the crack of dawn before my very busy day gets started here, you know, as a delegate, as a political player, as a talk show host, as a media person. So we just want to read some comments from yesterday's show, if I could even find yesterday's show. Here it is. And talk about, you know, you guys, the fans, because it is amazing whenever I meet people and they come up to me and they stop me, which, again, it happened 3 times yesterday. People working at the convention were like, I watch you on LFA. And I'm not talking about the other political people and the influencers who were, you know, in networking and all that. I'm just talking about the people who are excited to see me because they watch me. And I really get, you know, it's humbling in a way. Some people would, you know, they get egotistical about it. I actually become humbled. I'm like, wow, these really good people like watch me for their news. So it means so much. Just understand how much that means to me. And that's why I take their days off. That's why even with my mouth being burnt to a crisp, that's why even on 0 minutes of sleep, even with my vocal cord on its last string, okay, I go and I don't take a day off. So we're gonna talk about some of the comments. First, we have this woman who is Sure True.
I was just gonna say.
Sure True said, looking at your phone repeatedly while your guests are speaking are not a professional look. Okay, so I get thrown into the Rumble.
What
studio.
About maybe you should eat a burrito?
There's a security bouncer outside who is checking people in that I have swapping in because it's super tight security. So I have to make sure they can get in. So I have to literally look and text and like make sure that people are good. I'm texting Rumble. Rumble didn't have a setup like Frankie has with me, okay, where I can like cue them to like again, you guys don't understand. This is produced by me and Frankie, okay? Even at the Rumble thing, I was out of my element. It was just me. So Sue True. And then Sue True says, this is how ridiculous these people are. Diagnosing Trump with PTSD and calling him emotionally drained is malpractice by Dr. Kreskin there. He was calm and thankful of the crowd. Dr. Soloway did not say that Trump had PTSD at all. He said that I said, what could be the effects of something like that? And Soloway said, well, people who get shot like that, even if they're okay, they still can suffer through PTSD, meaning that, you know, what is PTSD mean? You have sleepless nights.
Yeah. You know, the way you hear a whistle by your ear, you get nervous because once upon a time you were shot at. Wow. Seems crazy.
It's like these people are unbelievably stupid. He was calm and thankful of the crowd. Appreciate God's intervention on his behalf. Yeah, he was. But that doesn't mean that you think about the fact that you could be dead. Listen, until you get almost killed, Sue True, until you treat a patient like Dr. Soloway has that's been shot, until that's happened, just shut up. And don't watch the show anymore. So I very seldom do that, but your 2 comments in a row, it's like you're done. Bye-bye. It's like you're done. So bye-bye. Sue True, don't watch the show anymore. Just don't watch it.
I love that.
So we have Derrance likes Caitlin Sinclair. That's a good thing. Caitlin Sinclair, good friend. She did a good job yesterday. somebody said he bought the ladder that day at Home Depot. Did he buy the ladder at Home Depot, Frankie?
I didn't. He couldn't have even fit that ladder in the car that he took. So questions. Just more questions.
I think that ladder was there. That ladder was there. So if he brought the ladder, first of all, how would he have? Here's another thing. If he bought the ladder at Home Depot, how did he set it up? What did he do? He set it up early in the morning. So if somebody goes, some random kid goes and sets up a ladder.
Walking through a crowd.
When he drives into the rally.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, buddy. That's okay, though. We're not going to get mad at you for that.
No, it's not his fault. They probably said Adam, that. They we have so many fake stories about this day and all these people. Oh, this happened, that happened. What really happened?
Adam Gannett, 9/11 was an inside job. This wouldn't surprise me if this was too.
Based.
So, Deanna says, love you, Crispy. Love you too, Deanna. Thank you so much. Let's see what else. God showed up at Trump's side, says Brennan Jane. And listen, guys, this was nothing short than divine intervention for President Trump, 100%. Manners mama, President Trump should keep his ear wound and forgo plastic surgery. Wear that scar like a bandage of courage. A badge of courage. Sorry, not bandage. I actually agree. I think he should, no matter what happened, again, people talk about he lost a piece of his ear. I agree. Don't get plastic surgery. Keep it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Badass. BAMF. Badass blank blank. Fill in the rest. Mike Q says, Liz is the MAGA queen. See, listen, I know how to get the men excited on the show yesterday. I know how to get the men excited. Put Liz Wilson, Caitlin Sinclair on the couch. They go crazy. Let's see. Vance has says ugly, vile things about us and our beloved Trump. Yes, but, you know, President Trump picked him, and I think he's come full circle, so I support the pick. If nothing else about the VP pick, trust Trump. There's always very good reasons he chooses somebody. Just wait and see. I believe in this instance, 100%, that Vance was the right pick here of this people. And we're going to do our last comment of the day from Forever 45 again. My friend, there is no roof you can't walk on because all roofs are designed for snow load, which is multiple times a human's weight, according to location of where built. Any man and several men could be on the roof, which confirms the idiocy of the Secret Service Chief Cheadle, remover from office. I think it is unbelievable. And by the way, Forever 45 again, thank you very much. Great point. I think it's unbelievable that people are accepting these disgraceful excuses, but it's to be expected from this party. They are back to their disgusting ways 48 hours after they held their fire. But let me tell you something. The American people, they will never forget this moment. The last thing I'm going to say is a reporter from the Associated Press asked me yesterday, do you think that what happened is helping Trump now, but when October rolls around that, you know, it'll you know, kind of subside out of the consciousness of people? And I said to him, listen, I said, all politics is cyclical. That is true, but not this. This was one of the most iconic moments, not just in this election, not just in the last decade, but since the inception of the United States of America, since 1776. This is a top five moment in United States, or for that matter, world history. Nobody's forgetting about this. And President Trump will only continue to surge every single day he moves forward from this. Truly a hero and an icon. All right, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. We love you. Thank you, guys. We are going to be with you tomorrow. I believe we're going to do a live show tomorrow. So we appreciate you guys. We love you. And we'll see you back live tomorrow.